Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your teams, your station. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
On the other side of midnight. Good morning, good morning. 8:11 on the Fan. And you know what that means. The Battle of the Badges charity baseball game is tonight. The Mets and Ford present the Battle of the Badges charity baseball game on Thursday night, August 11th at 7 p.m. Game will take place at Citi Field as the FDNY team faces off against the NYPD team to benefit FDNY and NYPD charities. Teams will feature members of the FDNY and NYPD who played high school, college, and minor league baseball. Tickets are $20 and available at Mets.com/Battle of the Badges. That's Mets.com/Battle of the Badges. Coming up real soon. All right, let's see what we got on the docket here. Oh, programming note. This isn't even a programming note, but I was like still thinking about Juan Uribe. Juan Uribe that year, he went from being a Dodger to being on the Atlanta Braves, and then he got traded to the Mets. If anyone was listening, like, I don't know, an hour ago when we were talking about Juan Uribe and we were talking about how good the Mets trade deadline acquisitions have been, Billy Epler is a smart guy. Like, I know people wanted to question his first trade deadline, and maybe he didn't cross off the Christmas list exactly how you wanted it, but you're not a GM. You're a fan. And what they say about fans is if you listen to the fans, you'll be sitting with them. This guy went and got exactly the bats that the Mets needed. You watch J.D. Davis and Dom Smith all year until right before the deadline, and he went and got Vogel back early, like a week before the deadline. Then he adds Darren Ruff, Tyler Naquin. They've all had extra base hits. They've all contributed. They're exactly what the Mets needed in the lineup. And you got to tip your cap to Billy Epler and saying, hey, we thought we had some guys that could hit. Now we've got more guys that can hit. We've got guys that can hit for power, hit it out of the ballpark. They're bringing extra swag and energy to the team. They're already cult favorites. I mean, can't be mad at that. That was a good deadline. So, tipping my cap to Billy Epler, who's not Brian Cashman, but he went out and he did what he had to do to improve an already good team. And if you ask me, the Mets are on a collision course to meet the Dodgers in the NLCS. When I went to the All-Star game, the Yankees had the best record in baseball. Of course, I was wearing all Yankees gear. I was talking to all the cholos and essays and hombres. That's not a, you know, that's not anything racist. That's I'm black. I can say it. It's fine. You get what I mean. Dodger fans. Let's go Dodgers. The Dodgers fans out there that I was talking to, and my girl Serena, she's down with Pantone. I don't know if you guys know Pantone, right? You should. The Pantone crew, was it Pantone 246, 264? Now I got to get the number so I can explain to you guys exactly what Pantone is. Well, Pantone obviously is a color, but Pantone 294 is Dodger blue. And the way like the Mets have the 7 line, and there's, I don't know, 300 people in the 7 line, probably more than that, fan group, the Dodgers have Pantone 294. So I was able to talk to some of those homies out there. My girl Serena was in the fan cave with me. Obviously, I was the Yankees fan. She was the Dodgers fan. And all the conversation when I met Dodgers fans was, hope to see you in New York. World Series, hope to see you in New York. And I was like, you should be coming to New York before the World Series. NLCS. And they're like, oh, yeah, Mets, Dodgers. That should be the NLCS. It should be Mets, Dodgers, New York versus LA. And we'll see what happens there. Collision course. Both teams stay healthy. The Mets are stacked. The Dodgers are stacked. They both have pitching. That's the matchup you want. That's the matchup you want to see. In 2015, wasn't it Dodgers 2015 NLCS? Oh, no, it was Cubs. It was the division series when the Mets beat the Dodgers. I don't know. I want to see it. I want to see Mets, Dodgers, NLCS. And if both teams stay healthy, I think they're on a collision course for that. Let's go to Jesse in Seaford on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Well, I just want to let you know you're right. It's going to be the Dodgers and Mets playing in the NLCS to see who goes to the World Series to face the Astros. I'm a Mets fan, so I just want to say I do want to get this one point out. I think Boone should be fired. I don't think he's what the Yankees need. You see what Buck Showalter, a real manager, did for the Mets. And I know that Billy Epler made some great moves in the offseason. And I know that he made some great moves at the deadline. But, you know, a great manager makes a difference in a clubhouse where you have to be with each other for 162 games.
Absolutely. I'm with you. And I don't mind you saying the Astros, because the way the Yankees are playing, it'd be foolish for you to say the Yankees. It makes sense for you to say the Astros will represent the American League. So I don't take that any kind of way.
Well, and I also just want to say, as a normal Met fan, right, I agree with the last caller. You know, I was expecting a big splash. I was expecting J.D. Martinez or even us to get Trey Mancini or Landa, a big reliever. But Billy Epler, you know, he's stepping on the jugular. He's the silent assassin, and he's making these under-the-radar moves that now the Mets have, with the numbers of Ruff against lefties and Vogelbach against righties, have one of the best DH slots in the major leagues now.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they continue to keep playing that well, you know, that he's just added the piece we were missing, was that extra bat in the lineup. And, you know, maybe you did it with two guys. And I really love that about what Billy Epler
did. Billy Epler strikes me as a thank-me-later type, you know?
Yep.
Like, I don't need everybody to celebrate the moves. I don't need you to think that I did the right moves or made the right moves, but thank me later.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, he was one of the first people to reach out to the Angels about Shohei Ohtani, a guy that you think has no price tag at all. And he was trying to figure out how we can get him there. You know, he got him to the Angels, so you know he's a big fan of him. So, you know, I would love to see how that plays out in the next year or two.
Yikes. But, could you imagine Shohei coming to New York and it not being the Yankees?
Could you imagine? It would be uproar. But you know, I just want to get one more thing in before I go, and I appreciate you for taking my call. But one thing with the Mets, you know, I'm glad that they have these guys coming back. They're going to be able to add arms to the bullpen from some of the starters. But if you can just, what is the starting four for the Mets in a playoff series? That's you know, obviously I think Scherzer and DeGrom 1 and 2, but who do you fill those two slots with? And I appreciate you for taking my call, Keith.
Got it, Jess. Well. One, in my opinion, is Scherzer, just based off of postseason experience, being a World Series champion, I would go with Scherzer. Two, Jacob DeGrom, obviously. Three, Chris Bassett. And then that fourth spot depends on the matchup, depends on who you're facing, depends on who has a better end to the season. Taijuan Walker, Carlos Carrasco. Maybe Carrasco for experience. Maybe Walker just because he's dominating the rest of the way out. Who knows? He had a bad start against the Braves. Whatever. Guys have bad starts. But yeah, I think it's Scherzer, DeGrom, Bassett, and then Carrasco or Walker in the fourth spot. But what do I know? Let's keep it rolling. My guy Jules in Oakland, New Jersey, on the fan. What's up, Jules? Julian, are you still there? I know you've probably been holding like an hour and a half. Oh, nah, Jules. You missed your shot, bro. He'll call back. He was going to talk about the Yankees, and it probably wasn't going to be positive. We're trying to keep positive vibes, positive energy. The Yankees lost yesterday. It's in the past. The Yankees are off today. It's all good. We're moving forward. It's actually not all good, and we're not sure how the Yankees are moving forward. But we're not going to waste this last hour of the show harping on Aaron Boone and Albert Abreu and the Yankees' bats going quiet. The Mets are also off today. Let's go to New Jersey and talk to Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Keith. What's up, man? Thanks for taking my call. I do have a Yankees point. I called last week. I wanted to say something about Boone and just how, I like Boone. You know, I was a Girardi guy. Obviously, we're not going to bring Girardi back, but, you know, Didi was like the heart and soul of it.
As soon as you said Didi, your phone started breaking up. Hold on. Got Bluetooth? You in a good room area?
No, I'm in a mountain. I'm in Jersey, man. I'm coming down the mountain. I'm coming from down Bergen, West Milford, down Bergen, Passaic County. I'm coming down to work. I'm working a grave night.
Okay, I can hear you better now. You're just driving, right?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
I can hear you better now.
Skyline Drive. I'm on the top. Yeah, man. Listen, I love your show, man. Nets guy, Giants guy, Jersey guy, Kyrie guy. I appreciate your takes. I'm just sick with the Yankees. If it wasn't for Judge right now... We traded the whole soul away, man. Gary, Edie, that's the team. I mean, guys are getting
thrown
out.
These guys suck. These guys like Gary. I just saw Gary just hit his first home run since June 27th. He's batting .213. He's got 10 home runs on the year. Trevino's got 10 home runs on the year. Trevino's got a better batting average than that. Like, Gary was not it, and the Yankees forced Gary on us for a decade, it seemed. Didi, I know he was definitely a leader, and I know that the Yankees probably moved on from him too soon to force Glaber in as the shortstop, but now Didi's cooked. Like, you know, there's how the guys are in the clubhouse, what they mean to the team, and then there's just the back of the baseball card. At the end of the day, like, some of these guys the Yankees moved on from, yeah, they might have messed up the team, but if they're not producing, like, that's the bottom line.
No, I get it. But one more thing before you let me go. I mean, Josh Donaldson. How do we got Josh Donaldson with the gray faux-hawk?
Now, that makes no sense. Cold, I mean,
bro. Come on.
He had a good first game against the Mariners, but more and more I'm thinking about, like, how did we get here? Well, in the offseason, the Yankees decided to go get IKF after he was traded. After he was traded from Texas to Minnesota, they stayed on him. They wanted to get him so bad that Minnesota was like, hey, you got to take Josh Donaldson and his $25 million, even though he called out your ace, Garrett Cole, and exposed him for spider tack, and he hasn't been the same since. And the Yankees were like, yeah, whatever, we can afford it.
I never liked the guy. He's just like, he's just douche. You know, like, we're just everything not Yankees.
He's not the Josh Donaldson that was going to the All-Star game winning MVPs. He's past his prime. He can give us a little flash here and there. But for the most part, I watch Josh Donaldson take cuts and take swings, and I'm like, this dude looks overmatched. Some of his swings are laughable. It's like, whoa. Like, this dude's falling, or he's on one knee, or he's taking a swing and he's staring at the ground like he's in another dimension.
Urshela, Keith, remember Urshela? Like, I'm just, you know,
Gio to God, I love Gio.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Real Yankees, dude, like, we got...
Sorry, Matt. Just a slight S-bomb. I don't even know if S-bomb is the term, but I had to dump that. And it is what it is, but good call. You know, you were getting passionate, talking about the Yankees and how we don't have any homegrown guys. We do. Gio wasn't a homegrown guy. Gio was one of those Cashman finds. You know, Cashman and the Yanks like the shop on the clearance rack, the bargain bin. And Gio was just brought over, I think, for cash consideration, Cashman considerations. Didn't cost them much. And then in the 2019 season, when Next Man Up was a thing, he, you know, came in and became something, but he wasn't good enough. They needed more power. They needed more pop out of third base. And they went for Josh Donaldson, who hasn't consistently given us that pop, but I think he's got 11 homers, and, you know, he can get hot once in a while, but he also can get super cold. And I think it's funny that we're thinking about the Yankees and their homegrown talent. Judge is drafted by the Yankees, developed by the Yankees, homegrown. And more I'm thinking Judge, as great as he is, like, there's a chance that he walks. And it's not just for money. It's everything in totality. Like, his brand is built. He's Aaron Judge. And there's a part of me that likes to think, like, yeah, you know, he's a New York Yankee. He's already... But, like, the game has changed now. He can leave New York and still be Aaron Judge with just the digital space and social media and, you know, how everybody can follow their favorite athletes on different platforms. And Judge has the personality. He learned, you know, the way to speak to the media and carry himself from being in New York. It's like he went to the Jeterian school of handling the media. He could take a bag from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Angels, Giants, and be out of here with an MVP trophy, with the clean home run record. And if they, like I said it on Twitter, they disrespected this man on opening day. Positive energy, positive energy. But this is stuff that happened. It isn't my energy that changes it or not. They disrespected this man on opening day. They're like, all right, here's an extension, $230 million. He's like, you know that's not enough. And then they put it out to the public, exposed him to the media. 2 weeks after that, he's slumping, leaving guys on base, striking out. Yankees fans booed him. And then not long after hearing those boos, he started his run that he's still on, going crazy, hitting 45 bombs, winning games for the Yankees. People said he wasn't clutch. Jared Carrabas said he wasn't clutch. He starts walking the Yankees off multiple times. And what's to stop him from the Yankees having another early exit? You know, he's spoken about how tough it's been losing in the postseason, having early exits. What's to stop Aaron Judge from leaving the Yankees if they get bounced in the ALDS and he tests free agency and he gets a bag from one of these West Coast teams? He's from California. What's to stop him from saying, I've had enough of this here. I'm out. I'm taking the money and I'm going to go back home and continue my career somewhere where they do want to give me the years and they do want to give me the AAV. Thanks, New York, but I'm out. There will still be a ton of fans that still root for Aaron Judge. There will still be some fans that say, I'm a Judge fan, kind of like the culture in the NBA where they have stands, right? I'm just a KD fan. I'm just a Bron fan. Or I'm a Kyrie fan. Judge is a powerful guy. He's that type of athlete where I feel like there are Yankee fans that if he goes home to play for the San Francisco Giants, there's going to be some Yankees fans that are Giants fans. They're rooting for the Giants. And then who is the next homegrown guy on the Yankees? Who is the next guy in this lineup that the Yankees can look at and Yankees fans can be like, that's our guy. We drafted him, we developed him, and he became a star. Kyle Higashioka? Not even, there's nobody. There's no other guy. LeMahieu, not from here. Rizzo, nah. Donaldson, Glaber. Even Glaber coming over here young. You know he wasn't drafted, and he came over here in the Cubs trade. Miguel Andujar, they tried to trade him. Most likely he'll be gone in the offseason. Isaiah Conover-Leffa, no. Jose Trevino, no. That's why I just jokingly said Kyle Higashioka. If Judge leaves, the last homegrown, and there's literally a Yankees show called Homegrown Path to the Pinstripes, there will be none of them left. Joey in Florida, you're on the Fan.
Good morning, Keith. How you doing, bud?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Big Met fan, going back 40-something years.
Congrats. Congrats on the success.
Thank you. And, you know, I like you. You know, I've been listening to you for the last couple of months. I know you're a true blood Yankee fan. That's okay. But I'm a true blood Met fan.
That's fine, too.
I know. It's all good. We got to, you know, take the advantage while we got it. But the point is, Buck is doing such an amazing job this year, Keith. It's unbelievable. He's got everything clicking. He's an old-school manager.
Manager of the year. That's another trophy that's guaranteed. We know the Mets will walk away with the Manager of the Year trophy, and the Yankees will walk away with the AL MVP trophy.
I like that. But, Keith, seriously, see, everybody's worrying about the bullpen when we get to the playoffs. Now, listen, there's only going to be four starters in the playoffs. And your starters from the regular season, that's going to be extra bullpen guys. So I wouldn't worry about too much of that.
Right. They have a plan. I'm sure Epler and Buck Showalter will be prepared. And the fans might not know, but that's why they're fans. They're not in on those meetings. They're not in on those conversations. They'll be ready to go.
It's like Frankie last year. He dealt all the heat about all that money he's making. That kid's a great ball player. And I knew once he gets a good manager beside him, he was going to start clicking. And Buck took him under his wings like a son. And you can see the way he talked during the game. He talked to all ball players. But like I said, man, let's go Mets, and you're doing a good job. You hang in there, Keith. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Joey. And I'm glad you mentioned that about Lindor and Buck. One, Lindor was getting that money. Like, no matter what, we all knew that. We knew he was going to get paid. Smart of the Mets to sell to Steve Cohen, who was paid. And Steve Cohen trades for him. Gives him the extension. And now you're starting to see what a lot of us have already known. Like, Francisco Lindor is, you know, one of the top shortstops in baseball. He's not deteriorating. He's not going backwards. He's figured it out in New York. He's got a good team around him and a manager that he likes. A manager that he trusts. A manager that he has a relationship with and goes out there and leads the team as an extension of him. Buck Showalter is manager of the year. And that's why I said earlier, I can take my Yankee cap off and look at the story around the Mets as a baseball fan and understand they have a lot of things going. Everything is turning up Mets. I'm not mad at it. I don't lose any sleep over it. And I can get on WFAN and acknowledge it. A lot of things had to change for a lot of things to start going the Mets' way. It took a long time, but that's why I say you stay down till you come up. It couldn't stay negative, and it wasn't going to stay that way forever. What's the whole point of making all of these changes, right? I've mentioned things throughout the night, from the Tom Seaver statue to Keith Hernandez's number being retired to Old Timers Day coming back real soon to the women's night that they just had yesterday and how cool that is and how I can appreciate that. I like that. I respect that. Those are all new and different things happening with the Mets organization, and it's all tied together with the winning as well. Winning is the most important thing, but there's cultural things that have changed. There has been a culture shift with the New York Mets. And I said in my opening as well, I see it. There are more little kids popping up with royal blue Mets hats. And right now, if I'm an impressionable young man and I'm watching baseball and I'm in the greater New York City area and beyond, because this is New York, there's a kid in Iowa right now that made up his mind after the Subway Series and the last couple weeks that he's going to be a Mets fan. And that's how you change the culture of your fan base. That's how your fan base grows. That's how you sell more merch, more tickets. You sell out the stadium. And that's what you want, right? Like, the next thing is to win a championship. You win the World Series, and then that sets up a flagpole forever. Boom. Whatever year it is, if it's 2022 and the Mets are the 2022 world champions, boom, everything changes after that. It could happen. Julian called back.
Yeah, you know I have to get it back. So we're back in here. I have to leave with the appointment with the Braves Marinaccio. I can't overlook it. I know it's a beating down theme all night, but it kind of just speaks for the mindset they're in right now. It's cost them two games in the last three losses, you could argue. It's
yeah.
A bad decision.
Yeah. Julian, and we got to keep it quick because I got to go to a break.
Right.
I know you know because you watch the team, you follow the team, not just major league, but minor league. The Yankees are choosing to have Ron Marinaccio in the minor league because he's got options. And they're also choosing to go with Albert Abreu because they got him for nothing. He kind of fell back in their lap, and they can run him out there right now because they have this lead. And it's like, if the guy gives it up, whatever, he's got to get the experience. He's got to throw. He's got to work on his stuff in high-leverage situations. We got to figure out whether he's going to be able to operate in October. Well, you just said it. He's given it up in the last three series. I don't need to see anything else. DFA him and then bring Ronnie back up.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw him in St. Louis, and it was frustrating on Friday, and then Ron gets called down on Sunday. Just a mess. And speaking of call-ups and minors, got to get Peraza in here, but they're probably waiting for service time. Hopefully they at least bring him at that point. I think it's like August 18th or something.
I'm glad you mentioned the service time as well. I haven't mentioned that. I just mentioned how the Yankees operate. I've mentioned a couple of times this Vaughn Grissom kid who shows up for the world champion Braves tonight in his first at bat, first hit. He hits a home run and it's like, oh, would you look at that? They called up their shortstop prospect and he immediately helped the team.
Yeah, the Yankees need a shot in the arm right now. We can't just wait for Stan to roll out again. They need new energy, new mojo,
something to shake up the team. Not what shook up the team as far as Jordan Montgomery being traded in a negative way. They need somebody that's going to come in that isn't as deep in this Yankees mess that like some of these other guys are in, making mistakes, making mental errors, making mistakes. Like somebody that's going to come in and is just like, I'm going to ball, I'm going to hit, I'm going to field, I'm going to play with fire and energy, and hopefully that's infectious and that spreads to the rest of the team. There's no one coming to save the New York Yankees.
Not right now. Hopefully they at least win the series against Boston, but we know that's only given. I think they will. I think they'll right the ship. It's just frustrating times, although I think home field advantage is probably as good as God. So it's just about getting that division, which
they
should
do. They don't care. They showed that they didn't care about home field advantage when they split the series with Houston. The thought after that should have been, okay, we're even after this series. We got to put our best foot forward to take more games than we lose from Houston the rest of the way. And as soon as they lined up Jordan Montgomery and Domingo Germán coming out of the All-Star break, I'm like, they don't care.
Yeah, it's not cool, but that's what they're going to do, and they're going to hope for the best in October and hope everyone gets healthy.
I will say,
I've talked about Harrison Bader a lot. I think when he returns, Yankee fans are going to like what they see from him.
He will be a minor shot in the arm, but we don't. It's another hope. We hope he's ready to go before Matt Carpenter and can come back. I hate the fact that the Yankees are always hoping. They should be a team that controls their own destiny more. There's always a hope. We always, as Yankees fans, have to hope this guy comes back and hope this guy turns it around and hope that it clicks and hope Cole doesn't give it up and hope that, like, it's you shouldn't be hoping. It could be more of a sure bet with a team like this.
I know, and every year you worry about October, everyone's getting right, healthy. And if you hope everyone's healthy for October, there you go, every year. They're always waiting for someone to click for October, and it never fully comes together.
And we could be heading for the same fate. Jules, thanks for calling, bro. We got to go to a break. Hit me on Twitter. Appreciate you, man. 877-337-6666. But we got a full rack of calls. I don't know if I'll even be able to get through it. There's like four left. Luke, Pat, Matt, Kyle. If you guys stay on the line, I will make sure to get to you the last half hour of this show. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Have something to say? We'll answer the phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Okay, I'm still here. Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is the last, maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. Let's get to these calls. Let's wrap this up. Let's close this thing down. Pat Boyle is next. You're listening to the Fan, duh. Luke is in Babylon. What's up, Luke? Talk to us.
Keith, how you doing, my man? Appreciate you taking my call.
No problem. Thanks for calling up.
All right. So a big-time Mets fan here, man. I haven't been feeling like this since 2006. I was 11 years old. I was at some crucial games. I know I was young, but this year just feels different. But here's the question. I'm sure you get it a lot, maybe. It's not an issue right now as much because we're firing on all cylinders at the plate. But when push comes to shove and we need that catcher role to start producing, when do you realistically see Alvarez coming up? Do you feel like he needs some exposure in this playoff run coming up?
Oh, I don't know. From what Billy Epler said, he's not in the plans. And at this point, with this team and the amount of veterans and talent that they have, I don't see him joining this team to catch any of these pitchers that you guys have. And I don't think they're worried about his bat either. I think he's a non-factor the rest of the season.
Yeah, so save him fresh, keep him maybe next year or the year after. No, rush with him.
Rosters expand, September call-ups, maybe you'll see him then. But, like, this team has all that they need. There was a point in time where the conversation was, hey, this kid's mashing. And then, you know, he popped up in L.A. for the Futures game. People were saying, why not give this guy a shot? If you're dealing with Nito and Mazika and McCann being hurt, why not go to this guy? But I think they're rolling with Nito, McCann, and they'll go forward with them. I don't think going to a rookie, a minor league guy at this point in the season is in any of their plans.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, just come playoff time, it's going to be hard to trust Nito maybe a little bit at the plate. McCann's been struggling hard, but I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, I think they can make up for, you know, McCann struggling or Nito. And, like, Nito has come up clutch at times. I think there's enough hitters in the lineup. They're more worried about who's behind the dish calling the game with Scherzer, DeGrom, Bassett. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more about behind the plate than at the plate for the catcher position.
Hey, man, same page on you with that.
Thanks for the call, Luke. Let's keep it moving. Let's go to Pat in Stamford, Connecticut. What's up?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call. A lot of takes. I guess on the Yanks, I would say, you know, you started it earlier in the night. You were saying how, you know, it's never chalk in baseball. And I guess the Yankees were the chalk, and now they're not, most definitely not chalk. So I'm trying to take it all in stride, and, you know.
It's interesting, I mean, right? Because, like, in the offseason, in, let's say, January, February, they weren't the favorites at all. There was no chalk saying that the Yankees were going to be in first place.
Sure.
I don't think many people picked them to win the AL East. A lot of people had them finishing third, fourth, behind the Blue Jays, yeah, behind Tampa, some even behind the Red Sox. So right now, it's like, okay, they look like the fourth place team that people projected, but we know they're better than that.
Oh, they're absolutely better than that. And I think, you know, I'm placing my faith in Rizzo. I think, you know, I know he didn't do anything. He was hitless today, first game back.
Tough, and they were going at him knowing.
He knows his body, though, and they were saying how the Cubbies went 5-15 over a stretch in 2016, like right before the All-Star break.
Yeah,
so
it happens.
He's seen this movie before.
Yeah, and what I like about Rizzo is unfazed. And when you see him in the post game after tough losses, he's like, it's baseball. They've played enough baseball. They know the talent around them. They know the guys around them. They know that when it clicks and it does get going again, they can keep it going that way. But it's been a tough stretch. It isn't a 20-game stretch.
The trend is what sucks, you know? Like, they got to reverse this trend. I mean, even just playing 500 baseball now would be an uptick.
Man, this losing is contagious. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it festers.
You were talking about hope. You were talking about hope. I'm hoping that Montas, or however you say it,
yeah, you said it right,
next game. He's got to shove next game.
I think he will, man. And I think, you know, obviously Yankee fans don't care about anything. I feel like people were hard on him, and I immediately felt for him. His wife's mom passed. He got traded. He got, like, his whole life flipped upside down. He dealt with a death in his family and having to move across the country. Like, that's a lot for a guy.
Yeah, he stood right up and said, hey, I still got to do my job. That was great,
right,
you know?
And he came in with the Yankee mentality right away, stood by his locker and didn't make excuses for himself. But he was thrown in on a Sunday, a 95-degree day in St. Louis, where they're like, hey, the Yankees are about to get swept. Can you stop the Cardinals from – and, like, that's a tough position for your first Yankee start. I think he'll be fine.
That was tough, and I wouldn't like Fenway to be your second, you know, because it's such a little, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I hate that ballpark. They need to demolish it, but I know they never will. There's some type of, like, preservation clause or something, like, it's historic, but that place sucks.
Yeah, it's a dump. So one other thing on the Yankees, you were talking about hope. I think, you know, Cashman has to hope that very soon the Martian or Volpe is the next homegrown star because, you know, He chose not to deal him for Soto. You know, like, Soto should have been in play if the Yankees wanted to get him.
Castillo should have been in play.
Absolutely, Castillo shoves. Oh my God!
Yeah, like Juan Soto, I never really thought about, but Castillo, after he came here and auditioned in the Bronx, and he no-hit the Yankees in the Bronx for a little while, I'm like, yep, obviously, if he's available, go get him. Give him whatever they want.
Everybody but Volpe. They could have gotten him, I would have thought, you know, but I don't know.
They weren't going to move Volpe. They weren't going to move Peraza. And here we are, again, for the third time, we've seen this guy just shut down the Yankees lineup. Baseball gods are, the baseball gods are cruel. There's a chance that the Yankees run into the Mariners in the postseason, and they got to face this guy twice. Twice more.
And I'll tell you what, Donaldson has no hope against him. Like, Donaldson's all about timing. You were saying he looks foolish sometimes. He does. He has to have his timing perfect. Like, his swing has so many moving parts compared to, like, Carpenter.
Even his stance, how low he is and cross down he is, he's got to be right on it or he looks dumb when he misses.
He looks dumb, and Castillo gets him going with that, like,
glove away from his body, a little step. I don't know. Castillo's a boss.
He's got style, dude. He's got style. He would have looked good in pinstripes. But, I don't know. So, you know, it'll be interesting. I got to believe, though, I'm putting the faith in Rizzo. He's like the bench coach already. I saw him, you know, on Sunday whenever Boone got thrown out. It was hilarious. And I got to love these Mets fans saying that Boone needs to be fired. That's a great take for Mets fans.
Boone's not getting fired. If they wanted to part ways with him, thanks for the call, Pat. If they wanted to part ways with Boone, they had every opportunity to do that after the Yankees got bounced in the wild card by their arch rivals, the Boston Red Sox. Like, the Yankees regressed every year, it seemed. Right? Girardi year, they were one game away from the World Series, 2017. And then they gave the keys to Boone. And then they go to the ALDS, they get bounced by the Red Sox, who I think were also cheating like the Astros, but we'll save that for another time. I'm running out of time. And then in 2019, the Astros were cheating again. They lose in the ALCS in game six, two games away from going to a World Series. And then in 2020, they lose to the Tampa Bay Rays, trying to play Tampa Bay baseball, not playing Yankees baseball, trying to get cued and do the opener. And you remember what happened. Giancarlo Stanton went Barry Bonds in San Diego. It didn't matter. They get bounced in the ALDS again. And then last year, they regress all the way down to needing to walk off the Rays in their last regular season game at home to enter the postseason as the road wild card team. And then they pitch Gerrit Cole in that, and they lose that one to the Red Sox. It has not been good. I don't care if you win 100 games. I don't care if there's winning streaks. It's all about the result at the end of the season. That's how your season gets remembered. And the Yankees are going down a path right now where if they keep losing like this and they keep making base running mistakes and stupid decisions on who to pitch and the lineups are all different. Like, it's going to be too hard to flip the switch in October. October will be here fast, quick. It was just June 10th, 2 months ago. And here we are. It'll be postseason October 10th, October 11th in 2 months. That fast. Matt, all the way in Los Angeles on the other side, calling into the fan. What's up?
Yes, sir, on the other side. You know, that last caller, you know, kind of calling out Mets fans about how we're looking at the Yankees. I mean, to be fair, you guys have not exactly been fundamentally sound, as Keith Hernandez would say.
Oh, no. And Mets fans have all right to look at Yankees fans and the Yankees team and laugh and criticize and just speak the truth. But I think the last caller was talking about how the Mets fans call, or one Mets fan called and said that the Yankees should fire Boone. They're not going to fire Boone over this tough stretch. Boone is their guy, He's going to be the Yankees manager for the next 2.5 seasons and maybe even the option for the fourth. It is what it is.
Yeah, and firing Boone would have done, you know, already 2 years ago when, you know, the Yankees have, like you said, gone down every single year in terms of their playoff appearances, from the ALCS with Girardi, Game 7, losing to the Astros, and every single year it's gone from the ALCS to the DS to the wild card. I mean, come on. Like, there's nothing wrong with Boone. He's getting his orders from the front office, at least how it sounds.
Yeah.
But, you know, my question to you is, and this is, you know, not really a fair one, but you had a little fair criticism of the Mets and the Yankees, the Subway World Series or Subway Series, how they didn't really care. You know what I'm saying? You know exactly.
Well, let's not mince words. My words, literally 2 weeks ago now, were that as a fan, I couldn't care about these games. I went to the first game, and I literally exited that game when they decided to pinch hit Joey Gallo. They gave the worst hitter in Yankees history a meaningful at bat in the Subway Series. As a fan, I'm looking at that. I'm like, all right, I'm about to drive out of here. This isn't serious at all. A lot of people took my take, and they said that I said that the Yankees didn't care. The Yankees weren't trying. These were just exhibition games. And that's fine. It was one of the best takes I've had all year. People are still commenting and talking about it and calling the fan. But never would I say a professional team wasn't trying. Never would I say a professional team didn't care. Of course they cared. They get paid to line up and win. They represent the New York Yankees. But me as a fan watching the team, how could I be invested in a team that's pitching Jordan Montgomery in a game, then they trade him a week later? How serious can I take those two losses in July when they're pitching Domingo Germán, who got rocked in his start before against the Astros? It just, to me, it looked like they weren't taking those games as serious as the fans in New York did, so I couldn't sweat it. But go ahead.
No, my respect for you went up 10 times from that response right there. I appreciate that.
My question to you is, pragmatically, going through each of the different facets of baseball, as a Yankees fan, I'm a huge Mets fan, who would you pick right now if they met up in the World Series when you're looking at
starting rotation? I've been talking about how the Mets, take the Yankees out of it. The Mets look like the best team in baseball. I said, I understand the Dodgers are on a nice little run or whatever, but the Mets, from top to bottom, look like the best team in baseball. They've won 16 out of their last 17 games, something like that.
Keith, but hear me out. You guys were like 35-3. I mean, you guys were on.
Wait, what are we talking about 35-3 for? You're talking about, you asked me today, August 11th, if these two teams were to meet up in the World Series, it's the Mets. Right?
Hey.
Nobody is coming to save the New York Yankees. The Mets, as currently constructed, can get into a series and rock with anyone. They have the best 1-2 in baseball. They have the best manager in baseball. The best closer in baseball. And a lineup that has multiple digit, like 10 hits plus, like every night.
Dude, you're talking to a Mets fan. You don't need to convince me. I think we're the World Series favorites. But I'm espousing your guys', you know, positivities right now. Like, no,
there's not that much positivity in Yankee land. And I'm telling you, I'm obviously a huge Yankees fan. I'm at the games. I've been going for years. I've been in the bleachers for a long time. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm also a baseball fan. I'm on MLB Network. I have a nationally televised baseball show. I never am going to take off my Yankee cap as a fan, but when I do take off my Yankee cap to talk about baseball in general, Major League Baseball, and who the best teams are, the best teams in baseball right now that I think like legitimately can win the World Series, I'm starting with the Mets. And then I'm going to the Dodgers. And then it's the Houston Astros. Those are the top three. I'm not putting the Yankees even at four. If we want to drop down further than that, I don't know. Maybe the Cardinals, maybe the Blue Jays. But this Yankees team, for what we've seen in the last month and a half, I think you got to be smoking to talk about the Yankees as a favorite to win the World Series. Now, if this was 2 months ago and it was June 11th, that's a different story. But what have you done for me lately? Thanks for the call, Matt. I thought he was still there. I'm not delusional. I watch baseball. I can watch any team. I was watching the KBO during the quarantine. I was watching the Tigers and the Pandas and the Rakuten. Like, I don't even know the team. I watch Little League. I watch Oklahoma versus East Texas. If you watch baseball and you watch the brand of baseball that the New York Mets play, whether you hate the Mets or love the Mets, no one that watches baseball can deny what they're doing. No one can deny the product that they put on the field every single night. I started calling them the Make It Happen Mets months ago because I was amazed at how they always find a way to make it happen, any kind of game. And this is before the additions at the trade deadline. This is when they weren't hitting as many home runs and people were saying, they need another bat. Even without a bat, they manufacture runs, and they get length out of their starters. And even when their starters went down, when they lost Max Scherzer, before that, when they lost DeGrom, they treaded water. They figured out how to keep winning. They were still winning series after series after series. You can't ignore that. No one can. Kyle is in West Orange, New Jersey. This is the last call of the night. Thank you, Kyle.
Hey, Keith, man, it's good to hear from you. I'm a working night, man. And listen, I'm a big fan of you. I love the show. And listen, no matter what they say about you, man, they're still talking about you. They're talking about the show. You do your thing.
I know.
But as a Yankee,
Thanks, bro.
Hey, man, and I can't wait to talk to you about football, too, because when that comes around, we're going to talk about that, too.
Yep.
But let me tell you something. I'm 54 years old. I'm a Yankee fan from a long time ago, brother. I'm a Yankee fan by means through my grandfather. And the thing about this Yankee team does not have, what Boone doesn't have is a decent bench. If you look at the 90s, we can go back to the 90s. What Torrey had, he had Rock Raines. He had Dal Strawberry, Ruben Sierra. He had Chris. He had Hayes at one time. He had Cecil Fielder. So he had these good players that he could always draw from when his star players weren't hitting well or if they were hurt. Or if they weren't really feeling it. He said the hot bat always played, period. That's how he went. And he just went, I was just lucky. He said, I was fortunate and lucky. And his bullpen, he had Graham, and he had Nelson, he had Stanton. He had a good bullpen. Then he had the great Mariano Rivera, of course.
Right.
So I think this team now is missing. I see who they have, and Rizzo was out. That hurt them. They also don't have Stanton. That's hurting them. And Judge is really earning his money and his salary this year. He's doing a fantastic job. He's definitely MVP category this year.
He's the winner. There's nobody else. There's nobody else close, in my opinion.
And then what they did with trading, I was really surprised they traded Montgomery to go get the center fielder from St. Louis, and that's what they want. They want him to be ready by September so they can then start the run. I think the Yankees are going to work on starting a full-out drive, a press, through September into the playoffs. They'll have this new center fielder. They hope to have, hopefully, you'll have Carpenter back, because I think Carpenter was that added guy that gave them life.
He did.
Surprised everybody.
He gave them the boost that they need right now, and I don't want to cut you off, but we're running out of time. You said the bench. You said the bench, right? They're hurt right now. When Carpenter went down and Tim LeCastro has to come off the bench, I'm like, that's the best we can do right now?
Yo. Hey, Keith, and the guy that really, this new kid, Monstro, he's okay. Let's see what happens. But it was Efros they really wanted. And look out for Schmidt coming in. And Mets fans, look, leave Yankee fans alone. Leave Yankees alone. Go out and win.
No, let these Mets fans get that off. That's what I said. I didn't mind Mets fans coming at me. They beat the Yankees twice in Citi Field. They're feeling themselves right now. And they're like, let them get that. Let them get that.
Keith, one more, Keith. And the thing that Cashman didn't do, he got Benintendi, which I like. He did good on that, but he didn't get the steal. He should have got the steal. All right, Keith, have a good night, man.
That's all we've got. That was fun. That was a good time. KM to 1 a.m. Pat Boyle's coming up next. I don't even know what time I'm on tomorrow, because the Giants preseason game is on. I don't know. I think I'll be back tomorrow sometime. I got to check the schedule, whatever it is. Thanks for rocking with me. You can follow me at Keith McPherson, wherever you follow people at. It's been a good time. Hopefully, Yankees fans, the Yankees will start winning in Boston this weekend. But it's good to have a vent session. The Yankees have been trash lately. Mets fans, enjoy your team. Enjoy this time. It's a time that you've waited a long time for. Don't let anyone steal your joy. That's not my job. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to host a good show, and hopefully you enjoyed it tonight. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.